Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's going to be a nice day, and it is very nice outside right now, especially on the North Shore, but comfy is how they're describing it. A lot of sunshine, highs of 78 today, and with the breeze, it's going to feel pretty cool and pretty nice, so I would get out and enjoy it. A lot of us have been putting off some stuff, not just regular chores, but some things that we had to do after the hurricane until it cooled off a little bit, and well, here's our chance. It is 6:16, day 25 of Ida recovery. Thursday, September 23rd, and we're glad that Brad Hassert has the time to join us, rather, compliance officer for the Louisiana State Contractors Licensing Board, because we do not want anybody to get ripped off. How you doing, Brad?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I hope everybody else is, too. It is a beautiful day.
Are you hearing any stories, anecdotal-wise, about people that have fallen victim to storm chasers or from parish officials that are maybe seeing them in the area?
Yes, we're hearing a lot of that. We're receiving a bunch of complaints from individual homeowners as well as from some pretty devastated areas, LaFouche, Jefferson, Terrebonne Parish, Tangipahoa Parish. We're in contact with all those local authorities and with law enforcement there, trying to help them work through the intricacies of contractor licensing law and try to make sure everybody's really informed about what they can and can't do to get a good quality repair without it being taken advantage of.
To maybe help people in case those same folks are headed toward their area, what was it that they were doing, or what is it that came to your attention? Were they just not licensed? Were they asking for money beforehand? Just walk us through what happened, if you would.
Sure. What typically we see is going on right now, which is the same thing after every weather-related event that we have, where there's some damage that folks need to repair their properties with, is, I know that you're looking for a contractor. I can get you on the list. I need some money up front. Pay me in cash. You know, those types of things are the obvious signs that something's going to be going wrong or it's going to be a miss. Everybody hits the out-of-town contractors pretty hard. We got some local guys that take advantage of everybody as well. Those folks aren't typically licensed. We ask everybody just verify your licenses, verify your insurances, get a two or three quotes. Let's positively identify who we're going to be doing a project with moving forward. Please don't pay in cash. Let's get a firm contract, not a verbal agreement or a handshake. Those are pretty hard to enforce. Large down payments are always a sign that something could be wrong in the future. A reputable contractor is going to have the financial stability and the creditability to fund your project for you as it moves along. They're not going to want to get paid every day, things such as that. But, the typical things that we're hearing from the consumer portion of the complaints that we receive is it's the high-pressure tactics. It's, preying on the emotions, basically, that, nobody else is going to be having time to fix your house. You got to sign with us today. I need a cash down payment, a check made out to cash, a check made to an individual, those types of things. And from what we're hearing so far is, true to course, those guys take the money and they walk away and they're never seen again.
It's interesting what you said about we beat up on the out-of-town guys, but yet there are locals that'll rip you off as well. And
absolutely.
I think that's an excellent point, because just as somebody being from out-of-town doesn't necessarily make them bad, just because they're in town doesn't make them reputable. I know I had a guy that I hired to paint my house about a year and a half ago, and he botched it badly. I didn't check to see if he was licensed or not. I don't know if he is. But I ended up having to paint the house over myself because it was just terrible, and I got ripped off.
Right.
And I guess I could have pursued it in court, but I didn't. But it can happen, and if that's one thing, if you're talking about walls and sheetrock and wiring that's not done up to code or not not done properly, then you're talking about a lot more money, a lot more effort than just painting the outside of your house. 620 and a half. We'll pick it up here when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, I think you're going to have to text them to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to Brad Hassard, compliance officer for Louisiana State Contractors Licensing Board. And if you have been approached by somebody that it seemed like they were a ripoff artist and it didn't seem right, I'd like to hear your story, and you can text it to 504-260-1870. It's 621. It's time for traffic now on WWL. 626. That is the sound of me beating my head against the microphone because during the commercial break, I decided to go to the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors and enter the name of the ripoff artist that I paid $5,000 to paint the exterior of my home. And without thinking, I didn't go to see if he was a licensed contractor. And then I decided to go to the violations page. And sure enough, there's his name. And I talked to, I guess the point I'm trying to make here, Brad Hassard, the compliance officer for Louisiana State Contractors Licensing Board, you know, I do this for a living, talking to you and people like that. So if anybody should have been aware, and that was not during a storm or anything, that was just regularly getting the house painted, and I didn't think about that. It's easy for somebody to just kind of skip over that part of the process, isn't it?
It truly is. It truly is. And we do our very best to give that information to everybody and let them be aware of the pitfalls of hiring somebody unlicensed or unknown. However, it's just tough to get that message out. And a lot of times it's the lower, the much lower price. And that's just the thing that we just try to tell folks about is, you know, the lower price is there because they don't have to meet the insurance requirements to protect you in case something does go wrong. They don't have to provide the workers' comp for their employees as required by law to, again, protect you if somebody gets hurt on your property. Licensing is not really an exciting thing, but it's a truly important thing. And, you know, we talked last time that you don't buy your house in the 15-minute conversation. It takes a period of time, weeks, sometimes even months, that you work through all the details of, you know, your title search and making sure everything's good and you can properly insure it. And we're just asking everybody to kind of slow down a little bit and let's verify who's going to work on your house. It's, you know, that's a great big investment in putting your home back together. Even like you said, just painting your house, that didn't happen for a couple hundred dollars.
Nope, that was $5,000. I got ripped off, and I guess I should have taken action. I didn't. But I should have checked ahead of time, and I feel like a big jackass sitting here, but it's a little bit late for that. That was a couple of years ago, but... So tell me about the site, really, if you can, because they got different things. They can do a contractor search, right? You can find out if the person is a licensed contractor.
Correct. Correct. The site's it's pretty helpful for the average consumer. You can search for a contractor. You can search by the contractor type. You can search by the contractors that are in your area. If you'd like to verify somebody's license, you can search by the business name, by their license number, all those types of things, and they'll tell you up to the minute of whether they're actively licensed or not. If they don't appear on the website, they're not licensed. There's no other way around that. They're going to tell you all kind of reasons that it's pending, that it's in review, you know, they're working underneath somebody else's license number. That's not allowed. That's strictly prohibited by law. If you're working under somebody else's license number, that means that you're not licensed. I mean,
Real quick, Brett, I got a text that came in here. Does the site show how long a place has been in business?
If you can find the license information on the contractor search, it'll tell you the first day that company has been licensed. It won't necessarily tell you how long that company has been in business. But however, you could search that on the Secretary of State business search site. It'll tell you when that company was incorporated.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Brad. I know you come back because I don't want people to get ripped off because I'm still angry about it for myself.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.